1050 Toronto.
TSN 1050. Scott MacArthur in for Brian Hayes. Brian's back in the big chair tomorrow. We're with you until 1 o'clock talking about the Maple Leafs weekend that was. And we'll go down to lovely Music City, Nashville, Tennessee now. Get the other side's perspective on the Franzen and Lombardi for Slaney and Lebda deal. Pete Weber is the play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators. He joins us now. Petey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
Doing terrific. And what's your reaction to this? Tell us first about Cody Franzen, because I think this is the kid that Maple Leafs fans are most excited about when they heard that this deal was going down.
And evidently, he's quite elated himself. His baby pictures were him in a Leaf sweater. Taken so many years ago back in Sycamus, B.C. It's an interesting relationship that Cody Franzen has had essentially outset from birth. He grew up with Shea Weber. His brother was a friend of Shea Weber's. Cody's father had the keys to the rink, so when those guys wanted extra ice time, they knew where to go as they were growing up and to develop. Cody was the guy who probably did the best in terms of getting his shot off from the blue line this year, even better than Shea Weber, in that he finds a way to get it through on net. He won't have the velocity of Shea Weber's shot, but he gets the shot on net, and we know that that can create any number of problems that later on could be profitable for the side that launches that shot.
Pete, 6'5", 215 pounds, give or take, yeah, with the possibility at 23 years old of putting on more beef. Is he a guy
who... Well, if he had more pregame meals with me, that would have been no problem.
You should have invited him out. You should have invited him out, Pete. But does he have a tough side to his game? Is he a guy who will play physical? Is that a side of his game that we will see here at all in Toronto, or is he strictly an offensive defenseman?
I think for the most part, from what we've seen him develop it right now, I'll have to say he's pretty much an offensive defenseman who can get his ire raised, but nothing along the lines of Shea Weber.
Where's Matthew Lombardi's health?
It's been a tough year. A guy has played four periods for the Predators.
Yeah.
And, you know, checking in with him throughout the course of the season, and he would, for a while, it looked like the water-based, the aquatic workouts were helping him along. But once he'd get back on skates, or maybe even go to the bike or the elliptical, the symptoms were returning. When I think about his story, I'm thinking an awful lot about the comments I heard from Paul Kariya this last week via the Eric Duhatchik piece in the Globe and Mail, worried about the future for him. And I know, having corresponded with Pat LaFontaine, he has the similar sort of concerns, worries about Matthew Lombardi. And the Leafs now effectively have two centermen in that predicament, with Tim Connolly and Matthew Lombardi, though it would appear from the outside, and I'm not even going to attempt to play a doctor on radio, that Matthew Lombardi's situation would be the more severe.
Yeah, because Tim Connolly has played the majority of the Sabres games in each of the last two seasons.
Right.
But you're right, Pete. It's one hit, isn't it? And we saw that, although he did return later on in the playoffs, we saw that in the Tampa-Pittsburgh series with mm-hmm. Simone Gagné, when he was essentially tapped into the boards and had a bit of a neck situation, and that's something he's battled too. But he had to miss a handful of Lightning playoffs games. You just never know with an injury like this, and we've learned so much about concussions in the last decade. It's tough to predict, isn't it?
You know, and I guess I learned one word that really should never be used: mild concussion.
No.
Because that's what, you know, and Patty LaFontaine learned that. That hit by Francois Leroux, while that wasn't the end, effectively it was in Buffalo, but that wasn't the end of Patty's career, but that pretty much set up what turned out to be just a teammate-to-teammate collision with Mike Keane of the New York Rangers, and there was a Hall of Fame career over and done with.
Pete Weber's our guest. He's the play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators. Talk about this deal from the Preds' perspective, because
yes,
the feeling up here, Petey, is that this is the Maple Leafs doing Nashville a bit of a financial favor here as David Poile tries to secure Shea Weber.
I think so, too. I mean, what it does is remove a $7 million obligation to Matthew Lombardi over the course of the next two seasons. And the Predators were not able to ensure that because of his prior condition, where if it had not been for the lockout in 2004-2005, Matthew Lombardi would have missed the entirety of that campaign as well. So now the Leafs have given the Predators a little bit of relief, and for their efforts, they get a promising young defenseman in Cody Franson, and a guy who probably be a huge help as a power play quarterback to begin with.
Nashville has to deal with another big contract next year, don't they, in Ryan Suter.
Yes.
Do you see Weber getting locked up here in the next few days? Could it happen as soon as today? And does Ryan Suter get all the way to next July 1st, or is David Poile going to find the money to be able to keep him in the fold as well?
You know something? What happened yesterday may have been that found money.
There you go.
It may very well may have been. And I'm sure that David Poile went to bed last night and he said, Elizabeth, when I wake up in the morning before lunchtime, I hope to have Shea Weber under contract. And who knows if that works out today or not. The complicating factor for Shea Weber in the midst of all of this in the postseason, he changed agents. So that slowed things down a little bit.
Do you have any idea? Can you ballpark the money figure here?
I think that ballpark figure I might have given you last week has gone up with the contracts that have been signed in what some of my friends label the silly seasons in the National Hockey League, which begin on July 1st. I'll tell you, it's ingenious that much as Marvin Miller did with baseball, you play the game of supply and demand and keep the supply low, the demand becomes very high. And I think we've seen the evidence of that over the course of the last 3 days.
Jim Taddy and I were talking about this last week, Pete. You hit the nail on the head. If you're a restricted or even an unrestricted free agent, and so many guys did sign before the July 1st date, and that surprised the heck out of me because if I'm Weber, if I'm Stamkos, I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And those two did, and why wouldn't you? Because, heck, the market price got driven way up.
I mean, that would be like buying lottery tickets and then going for a big loan before you know about what the draw is. You might not need that. And I think that's the closest analogy in reality that I can make for that situation. Yes, waiting is essential in this game, the business side of it.
Who do you think got better? Who had the best weekend? Who got the betterest of the best?
Well, I'm a little bit prejudiced here.
Okay.
But I believe that the Washington Capitals did a tremendous service to themselves in the bargain basement contract they were able to get Thomas Vokoun to sign. Here is a guy who's a high-level goaltender. The Capitals have had sometimes spectacular goaltending over the course of the last few years, but not someone who I think has consistently performed above the bar that has been set for many NHL goaltenders in Thomas Vokoun.
You think he went for $1.5 million, A, for the chance to win in Washington, but B, also because he didn't want to become this year's Nabokov?
Quite possibly, but I think knowing Thomas as well as I do, he wants to go for the win.
Yeah, he wants to. He wants that chance, right? Because
he's not had it for 5 years.
Well, bang on. Yeah. He and Brzgalov are those two guys who have had terrific regular seasons, but just have never been able to do it in the playoffs because they've never really had the opportunity.
Right. I mean, at least Brzgalov has a ring, but he was the backup in
that's
that case.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Petey, a lot of fun to do this. Thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll catch up not too long down the road.
Well, I would hope so. I'm ready at 2 o'clock this afternoon if you need.
You bet. All right.
Take care.
Pete Weber, the play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators, joining us from lovely Music City. Must be hot and steamy down there at this time of year. But the Maple Leafs getting Cody Franson and Matthew Lombardi for Brett Lebda and Robert Slaney in the deal over the weekend. Essentially a salary dump by the Nashville Predators so that David Poile can continue in his efforts to lock up Shea Weber. And as we talked about with Pete Weber there, lock up Ryan Suter, who's a restricted free agent next July 1st. Maybe the Predators won't even have to get it to that date. And we know that Ryan Ellis, the former Windsor Spitfire, is coming up through the pipeline as well. So Nashville, who's drafted a lot of good young defensive talent over the years, continues to try to not only stockpile, but now keep its own as they come up for new contracts. Hour one of the book.